Welcome. Yay.
Welcome to the show.
Woohoo! Yay. And Logan's headphones or microphone is working. Yay.
Yay. Actually, I'm back to my snowball. It just sounds better. I don't know why. I have AirPods. They sound great on my phone. And they work great on phone calls on my phone. But when I switch to my MacBook Pro, it just like does this weird thing. So
first world problems, man.
I know.
Your wireless headphones don't wirelessly connect to your computer the way you wanted them to.
Well, they're working right now, at least the headphone part. Microphone, eh. But this part's working, so we'll stick with that.
I'm kind of surprised they have a microphone because they're so far away from your mouth.
They have two microphones.
That's so interesting.
Actually, they have three. They have, or four. Each one has a noise canceller and a main, like, microphone, so. They sound really good when you're, like, talking to people on the phone, but I don't know. So today we have who?
Hi, it's Kara Sassone.
I'm so excited.
Yes, it's surprising that you would invite a Patriots fan onto this show.
I know. Well, I did it. I timed it because it's not football season yet.
Yes. Well, tonight, I did happen to see that Tom and Giselle happened to be at the Met Gala looking mighty fine. I did not see any Bills players there.
Yeah, whatever. Here.
Go Bills. It's okay. I'm married to a Bills fan. I totally get it.
And we should have just had him on the show, actually. So if you could go get him, that would be great. Hi, Kara. Nice to see you and talk to you, but go get your husband.
Right. He could talk to you guys at least to you, Jackie, I don't know, Logan, fan or you just kind of go along with it?
I just go with whatever Jackie says I am supposed to care about with football.
Right. I remember this conversation at dinner during Hyatt Web 16.
Generally not a sports ball fan.
Well, in any case, I am a Patriots fan. I live in one of the suburbs of Boston. I've been here for about 7 years now, and I've worked in higher ed for 4.5 of those. I work at Northeastern University in the College of Science as a web producer and social media specialist. So I oversee all of our websites and all of our social media channels. And before that, I worked actually up in Maine for a long time in television. So it's a little bit
they
of
have
a different
television in Maine? Game.
I know, just a couple.
A real place.
It's beautiful.
I didn't say it wasn't a real place. I just said, do they have television up there?
They do. In places, they do. I actually started in Presque Isle, which is like nearly Canada. I lived in Caribou, which is
I know
like,
those are like deer things.
Yeah, right.
They're the like name reindeer. Of the town.
Yes, Caribou is
it's a coffee too.
It's like an elk. Yes, it is a coffee. But there's a National Weather Service outpost there, and so oftentimes if you turn on like the weather channel, you'll see Caribou is one of the northernmost spots. On the eastern seaboard, at least. So, yeah.
I'm not surprised at all there's a place called Caribou, Maine. Like, that doesn't surprise me at all.
Maybe we'll get some listeners from there.
Yeah.
There's a community college. There's the Presque Isle, the University of Maine at Presque Isle, rather. And then there's University of Maine at Fort Kent, which really is Canada. Like, you walk across the campus and you could end up in Canada. They have lots of higher ed up there actually.
Oh, and were you in higher ed up there or were you?
I was not. I was working. Yeah. I was a television, reporter and anchor. So I would visit the campuses in order to tell stories and meet faculty and students and whatnot. But, it wasn't until I moved to Boston that I got into higher ed.
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because, of course, you can't, walk through Boston without
running into a college.
Running into, like, quite literally. Yeah, absolutely.
Fun. So. Boston, I have been to exactly one time, and I wish it was more. Mm. We need to get back there.
I've been there twice, I think.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. There were a lot of Dunkin' Donuts, and there was a big tunnel. That's about all I remember.
A lot of Dunkin' Donuts. That's fair.
That is very fair. I mean, there's like...
A lot less baked beans than I thought there would be.
Mmm.
Baked beans. Is that a thing? That's a Boston thing?
Boston baked beans.
Interesting. I didn't know that. It's
like every city has a food, and mm-hmm. Boston has beans.
Right. Huh. And there's also, there's a difference between, like, baked beans that you would serve with, like, hot dogs, or baked beans that actually are candies, and they put them in these little, like, I don't even know, like little pots, I guess, basically. And then they write baked beans on it, and they sell them in every tourist shop in town. And they're like little hard candies. I haven't had them in years, but I remember liking them as a child. I don't remember what they taste like, though. Not beans.
So I would say that's the most interesting thing I've ever heard. Like, let's try to pawn these off as beans, but they're candy. Yay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're like jelly beans.
They look like jelly beans, but they're harder. Like, there's definitely a crunch to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I do not like jelly beans. I don't know if I would like these items either.
Mm. I want to say there's a peanut in it, to be honest, but it's been a long time.
That makes sense. They're kind of in the shape of a bean, if you like to coat it in something.
Well, they're legumes, just like... beans are
like baked beans. Yeah. Well, you know, I should definitely come back to Boston.
Yeah, it's totally on my list for the summer. It's a lot easier for me than Logan.
Yes,
that's
we have a nice big airport, though.
Yeah, that's true,
and it's very family friendly.
In Nashville? Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love Nashville. And
I did all the touristy things when I went to Boston. Well, not all of them. I still have a lot to do. I did the Freedom Trail, walked that thing, pretty much did all the touristy things on the Freedom Trail.
Oh, that's awesome. Good for you.
It was nice. It was really hot out that day. So that was not as fun.
Right. And probably lots and lots of tourists.
So many people. It was insane. But I was one of those tourists, so I felt like I couldn't complain. It was really weird. So you're not in the city.
So Northeastern's campus is in the city. So every day I get up and I have twins who are 5 years old, a boy and a girl, and I help get them ready. My husband helps as well. And we get them ready and put them in the car. And I love public transportation, and I would love to take public transportation more frequently, but I am not taking 2 5-year-olds into the city at rush hour and coming home with 2 5-year-olds at rush hour. But I put them in the car and we drive into the city. So I live about 6 miles from Northeastern, and it can take anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour to get in, depending on traffic. But the kids go to preschool at Northeastern, which is awesome. It's such an amazing school. This is their last year there. They've been there now for 3 years, and they'll be going off to kindergarten in the fall. But it's such an amazing preschool. They have 2 classrooms. They have less than 40 kids. They have two lead teachers in each classroom. And then they have work study students who come in. And so the ratio is amazing. They have an awesome curriculum, and it's such a great school. So I take them in, I stay at work. The campus is right in downtown Boston. There are other schools around, without naming names, that don't have as much of a campus, but we have a defined campus. And if you walk into campus, then you feel like you're in the city, but not really. Like, there's lots of green space and trees and grass and flowers, and it's not concrete everywhere.
That's really nice.
It's really nice.
I could not go. That was the reason why I chose a small school. I could not do something that was just like, oh, this building that's next to like the subway is where I go to lunch, like, or where I go to get or do my classes. Like, it's really, really weird.
Yeah. We do have 2 T lines that kind of abut our campus. So on one side of it, it's the orange line, and then on the other side, it's the green line. But in between that is campus. And I mean, you might hear a train once in a while if you're on campus and it blows its horn for some reason, but otherwise, like, you don't necessarily know that the subway is there. But it's convenient too. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah, especially if
public
you're
transit must be nice.
It, you know, it's funny. I was talking with somebody recently about how often it works, and they were like, "No, honestly, it does work." And I'm like, "I know. It's just when it doesn't work, you get to complain about it, and then you right. pretend that it never works." But yes, it is. It's very, very nice.
They're finally talking about adding light rail here in Nashville. And
ooh, wow.
The first line that they want to build is going to go where I live. So
that's awesome.
I'm excited.
Really nice.
In 10 years when it's finished, I'm sure it'll be great.
How long is your commute?
For the 10, 15 miles that I go, 45 minutes to an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited, though I do have a 3-year-old, so, you know,
yeah.
I may not get to ride the train as much as I want to, but, you know, on days where Marin and I aren't riding to work together with Simon, mm-hmm. I could just take the train.
Right.
Because we get to ride Nashville Metro public transit for free. So
that's
signs.
Oh my gosh.
In theory, I could take public transport to work. It's this 30-mile drive, but it would take me like an hour and a half by public transport because I'd have to switch buses.
Mm.
So not worth it.
That's rough. Yeah.
It's free.
I would love
if it were
to
free.
Sit on the train and like read a book.
That's what a lot of there is one commuter train in Nashville that goes to these towns on the east side, and a lot of people at Belmont ride the train because it's free. So why not?
Yeah, that's a great incentive.
My web designer developer like lives 2 blocks from the station, so he just gets on the train and rides into town.
So
works
nice.
On his laptop, reads a book.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, that would do. That is nice. We actually had a yard sale last summer, and we sold our second car at the yard sale because we weren't using it and it was just sitting in the driveway. So we sold it. And my husband takes the train every morning.
That's nice.
It's great. I actually am kind of jealous because he is one of those ones who gets to sit and like listen to podcasts or read a book or watch videos or whatever. And I am driving my kids, so I can't.
Yep.
I have a feeling if we had the train, we would have to switch back and forth. Marin would make me take Simon sometimes, and I would have to
It's an okay trade-off.
Yeah. I
mean, it's fair enough.
I just...
driving every day like I do, it's not fun.
Yeah, I couldn't handle your commute. Even though my commute lengthwise is about as long as yours, at least, you know, it's not like there's something to look at. You're driving down the interstate, right?
No, I'm driving. Well, yes, I'm driving on the interstate. But it's pretty. There's trees.
There's trees.
I set the cruise control. I turn on. Well, it used to be podcasts and audiobooks, but no joke, for the past month and a half, it's been the Hamilton soundtrack. So that's kind of all I've been listening to. It's ridiculous, actually, because I'll listen to it in the car on the way to and from work, and then I'll also listen to it at work. So it's just like all day Hamilton.
Yeah. I think that there's going to have to be a Hamilton karaoke playing. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, that would be real fun.
Have we ever talked about karaoke playing on the podcast before?
I don't think we ever have, and we had Jeff on.
What?
Yeah.
My goodness. I was not around for the original karaoke playing. I don't know if you
was.
I was not. I came into the game late. So, yeah, go for it, Logan.
Tell the story, Logan, for our listeners.
So long, long ago in a high-ed web, far, far away, there was we had this karaoke thing, and everybody loves karaoke, and everyone was tweeting back and forth about where are we going to go to karaoke. And so one person misspelled karaoke plan and put karaoke plane as the hashtag. So the hashtag was karaoke plan, and then it turned into hashtag karaoke plane, and it kind of just stuck.
It took off, one might say.
Ha ha!
Now,
get it, Logan?
I'm sure Jeff can tell the story better, but essentially at every Hyatt Web now, on the last day after the big event, everyone goes out and karaoke's till late, late, late in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is a lot of fun.
It's hilarious because everyone sings the same songs, so it's interesting to see everyone's rendition every year of the same songs.
I just really love karaoke playing because normally when you go to karaoke, you don't know the people that are up there. And it's like, oh, this guy, like, who is this guy? But you go to karaoke playing and you know every single person that gets called up.
That's it's because fantastic. We completely take over the karaoke bar and don't let the locals sing their songs.
I am not complaining about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I am not complaining about that. And that's
I think Buffalo was the most epic one, though. But that was interesting.
Which one was the most epic?
Buffalo.
I was going to say, I think Buffalo was... Well, Buffalo was my first one. And I think my favorite part of Buffalo was that we rolled in with two school buses full of people on a Tuesday to the tiny bar in downtown Buffalo.
That's like the size of my closet. And it's... Yeah.
Oh,
I have a picture of it. We'll post it in the show notes if I can find it. If not, then... Sorry. But it was epic.
It was a good time. What is your karaoke song, Kara?
Well, I've done a few. I don't have a go-to. But this past summer with my kids, I did a lot of Bruno Mars. And now I can't even think of the name of it. But my son's name is Jackson, and so it's the one with the line that says, Jackson, Mississippi, gotta show up,
I'm blanking. All of our listeners are screaming the name of the song.
Of course, right?
I'm singing it in my head.
You know what I'm saying.
Don't believe me, just watch that one.
Yes. Uptown Funk.
Yep, that one. All of our listeners are like, wow, guys, seriously?
Took us that long.
Yep, sorry, guys.
Well, look how far we've gotten into the show without even talking about higher ed, but a little bit.
A little bit.
Well, it's a community builder, right?
Higher ed adjacent.
Yes.
Yeah. Very adjacent.
Hopefully, we'll see in October at the next Higher Ed Web Conference everyone's karaoke skills. Maybe we'll do some. I will do some Hamilton karaoke with you, Kara. Just let me know what you want to do, and I will prep.
Okay.
Because Hamilton's tough. I gotta like learn those lyrics.
Oh yeah.
So
for sure.
So for all of you out there that are planning on coming to Hyatt Web or you're on the fence about it, you can watch Kara and I do Hamilton karaoke. It'll be great. It'll be super great.
I will possibly live stream that.
Oh, that would be real fun.
That would be really fun. Actually, there would be quite a few people on that stage. I don't think it would just be you or me, you and me. I think it would be quite a few. And I think it would be awesome.
Yeah, some of the choreography, I would be down.
I have not yet seen the live show. So I only know the music. I'd have to watch some YouTube.
Yeah, we can find it, I'm sure.
Yeah. So do you want to talk higher ed, Logan?
Yeah, what's going on? Do you have something on your mind, Logan?
So what do you do for a living?
It's a safe space, Logan. You can tell us.
I'm busy. It's the end of the year. Like, finals are happening. Graduation's on Saturday.
We have commencement on Friday, actually.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are so early.
Oh, yeah.
The 20th.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We have Maymester, so students have to go study abroad. So... I think we've talked about Maymester on the show before, but our students go all over the place. I think we have a few hundred students going all over the world to study abroad during this window in May to the beginning of May to the end of May. So lots of trips going out, lots of awesome. It's going to be great.
That's awesome.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah, we had finals end last Friday, and then we have commencement this Friday, and then summer one, because we had two summer sessions, summer one starts on Monday, a week from today. So, yeah, we're early, but it works. And at Northeastern, we have co-op. So our students go out and have jobs for 6 month periods, and it doesn't actually, it overlaps with semesters, but they'll go out January 1st and come back June 30th, and then go out July 1st and come back December 31st. So it overlaps in some manner, but it's not like studying abroad. It's not like, oh, I'm going to be away for this semester.
Right.
So the students who are on ground in Boston, they're done. And the students who have been on co-op, they're still going. They still got another couple of months.
Well, while we're talking about important dates, I did want to toss out to all of our admission folks out there, it's pretty much over. You can all breathe now.
Happy decision day.
Happy day. Yeah. Today's May 1st as we're recording this, so I hope you guys enjoyed that wonderful admission cycle.
Yes,
it's over.
It's over.
You can take your vacation
2022.
Now.
2022, yay.
Oh. don't have to worry about that Facebook group until like June or September. So, a little breathing room.
Nice.
As much as I love working in higher ed, I hate higher ed for how many different cycles there are that I have to pay attention to. So, like, we just ended the admission cycle. The academic cycle is almost over. Our fiscal cycle is a different cycle. Our athletic teams follow a different cycle. So frustrating. I wish everyone was just the same.
See, our, let's see here. Our admission cycle ends May 1st, as everyone's. Of course, the first week of May is when the spring semester ends. And at the end of May, that's when our fiscal year ends. So it's okay for us. I'll take it.
It's a busy May.
Yeah. It's been busy.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a crazy year, just in general. Just all over the place.
Yeah, we are not slowing down this summer. We're getting into a web redesign. So if you see me either with a drink or standing on the top of a building, it's just, you know, just taking some deep breaths, just making sure that everything is okay. Yeah, no, this is the second time. So I've been at Northeastern now for 4.5 years. It'll be 5 years on August 1st. And this is the second redesign that our college has gone through. So I'm taking everything that I learned the first time around and either doing it completely differently or saying, okay, that part of it, little nugget, it worked.
Yeah,
everything around it needs to change, but let's keep that nugget.
So why are you doing another redesign if you just did one?
So
part of the site?
Yeah, so I oversee the College of Science site, and then we have 6 departments and 3 programs, and then also we have many research centers, but I help to oversee one of the research centers' sites. And they are all on the same template right now, which is okay. When we started this project back in 2011, 2012, we had a dean who said, okay, when we hire the web producer is going to oversee all of the websites. So they hired me and I said, okay, sounds good. I like this. And we were going through with our designer at that point, our vendor. And long story short, the vendor went bankrupt, and it was a terrible situation, and it was awful. And then thankfully we hired somebody else who, although I understand why web designers don't like to pick up the pieces of somebody else's project, much like the architect doesn't like to pick up the blueprints for a project. This person did, and we got through it and we launched and everything was okay, except for the fact that the department chairs felt that they didn't have enough control of their sites. And so the dean at that time said, okay, well, we'll give you back control of your sites. And then you have an idea of where this is headed.
Yes.
Everything went to HE Double Hockey Sticks. And they now complain that nobody can find anything and that things aren't where they should be and that nobody that users aren't able to navigate the site. So we have a new dean. This is the third dean in 4 years, new dean. And he has said, okay, we're going back to the original idea where you will have control of the sites and you can work with the departments. And if they come to you and say, we would like to do X, you can say yes. Or you can say, well, we can't do X, but we could do Y or Z or A or B. And let's talk through it. So hopefully everybody will be a little bit happier. There's going to be a lot of grumbling between now and then, but I've been working with, we have a Google Analytics person who works, oversees the marketing division of a different section, but at kind of a central level. So I've been working with him to gather a lot of data in order to be able to make the presentations of this is why we're doing it. And this is how it's going to work. And here's why. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
You're going to do great.
Yeah, it's going to be, will be good. Come HyatWebs 2017. I will be toasting everybody, I hope.
Yeah, well, we will cheers you for sure.
Yeah.
That's so exciting.
We're in the middle of that as well, doing a redesign. And it's at least the first one that I've ever been a part of in my entire career. So I'm, and when I say a part of, I mean like in the department that's doing it, because I am not really web. But it's exciting, but scary.
It is. We did it last year and survived pretty unscathed. The thing that you always dread is, you know, 6 months after the web design, you go in and you notice this one thing that you forgot. And I mean, it's not major, but you're like, how in the world did I miss that?
So
that's always fun. And not just me, but like everybody missed it. So obviously it wasn't that important, but you know, whoops. Don't always think of everything.
Right. So what words of wisdom do you have, Logan, for the two of us?
Don't launch on a Friday.
Oh my God. You launched on a Friday.
No, I'm just saying don't launch on a Friday. This is not a, what stupid things did Logan do that you can avoid? No, this is
well,
just
normally lessons
advice.
Learned
you just asked
like,
me, you
I
just asked
thing.
Me, what did you learn, Logan? I learned, hey, don't launch on a Friday. That's just,
yeah. Normally you learn lessons by doing them, but I guess you're right.
I mean, I'm not going to make a mistake just to say, well, we made a mistake. But, yeah, I mean, it was fun when we launched the website. We launched it at like 9 o'clock at night and, we watched Star Wars, The Force Awakens, as the website flipped over and we, fixed bugs watching that. And then when Star Wars is over, we watched, Star Trek Into Darkness and then we were done.
Did you guys all like bring sleeping bags and like camp out on the floor of your office and
no, we didn't.
Pop popcorn?
We didn't. We had pizza and then we're finished.
I think that would be the cutest thing ever. You should have just said yes.
Yeah, you haven't seen the floors. I wouldn't sleep on that. Anyway.
Fair point. So Kara, is the College of Science website different from the Northeastern website?
Yeah, we are very siloed. And so each of the colleges has its own site.
I think all of the colleges at this point are on WordPress. But that wasn't the case. I mean, even when I started in 2011 or 2012 rather, we were still on Cascade. But in terms of the colleges themselves, they're very siloed. The other thing that happened is in 2010, so all of our departments used to be part of the College of Arts and Sciences, but in 2010, College of Arts and Sciences and Criminal Justice combined and then split into three colleges. So we have Social Sciences and Humanities, Art, Media, and Design, and then us as the College of Science. And so for a very long period of time, these departments associated with Arts and Sciences, but because that was such a large college, they really were there. I mean, they operated on their own. And so that's also been part of the, I guess, growing pains of having a brand new college and then a brand new website and then them feeling like they lost control because they went through all of that within a very short period of time after having essentially their own identity for as long as they did. So I think all of it together was not fun for them. Understandable, change is hard. But now that we're a few years out still, or beyond that, I'm hopeful that it will be a little bit different. And there's a few different people in chairs positions, which I think will be helpful. Yeah. Wow, I'm just looking at your website now. It's so big. There's so much going on.
There's so much. That's the other part is that, so we're changing a lot of what is actually there clearly. A lot of what is needed for current students will be on an internal site. And then what's needed for faculty and staff will be on an internal site separate from the one that's for students. And so, I mean, cause really like what do you need to know about how to, have an honor and a discipline? As somebody from another institution,
right?
You really just—if you knew it existed, great. But you don't need to know the rundown and the checklist and all of that. And there's lots of those, both on the student as well as the faculty side. So
that is something that we're struggling with at Skidmore. We don't have any internal portals, if you will. For our internal audiences. So nowhere for students, nowhere for staff and faculty. And it just makes your website so messy because it needs to be there for public consumption. Well, internal public consumption, but really like what prospective student needs to know about like my healthcare benefits as a staff member. So it's hopefully something we'll get to, but for now, we're just doing a redesign, kind of like a refresh on our tone, our voice. I won't really say like a brand redesign because we're keeping the brand the same, but yeah. It'll be nice to get some standards. We don't have brand standards, so we're working on that.
Yeah, we actually we're really grateful that we pulled in the central marketing team as early as we did in this process because we found out that they're going through some branding exercises. So we're getting in on the ground floor, thankfully. Good. Yeah.
Yay. Talking to each other. Collaboration.
I know. It's awesome. Nice. Yeah.
That's so nice. Oh, man. So this is going to be your whole summer.
It is. It's going to take it up, but I'm optimistic. I think that it's going to be good. We found a really good company to work with. And right now we're just trying to get the contract. I mean, that's the sludgiest thing, right? Is that you're all jazzed to get going. And then they're like, oh, legal needs to take a look at it. And you're like, wah, wah.
Yeah. How long do you expect it to take?
Well, the timeline has adjusted some because we had hoped to start in March and then we had some delays. And so, I mean, it's May 1st now and we have a contract that's being looked at, but it hasn't been approved. So we had hoped that we would launch in September, but it's, you know, looking more like November or December at this point, given the delays that we've had.
Bummer.
Yeah, it is a bummer because then it's, of course, like middle, you know, we were talking about the cycles, like middle of the next cycle, next admission cycle. Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope it works out.
Thank you.
Too.
Stories. You can follow Kara on Twitter as she goes crazy doing a redesign.
Yeah, I had somebody tell me yesterday, they're like, oh, you're funny on Twitter. I'm like, how about sarcastic? I think it's more sarcasm than funny, but
I know the feeling. I know the feeling. I have to hold some things back on Twitter.
Yeah.
Keep them inside. Keep all the thoughts inside.
It's nice to have different audiences for different things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, that has been something I've been learning more about because we are, now that this admission cycle is over, we've been talking about, on my team, I've noticed, I don't know, Kara, maybe you have, I think, I don't know, well, Logan, you probably would notice too. I have noticed a significant decrease from last year to this year in the number of hashtag uses for the class, the incoming class, about like, yay, I'm going to this school, hashtag whatever. And I believe personally that this is because our prospective students that age is now much more concerned with what they're posting, and they're curating like much more specific things on their social media outlets because they're very aware of their audiences and how they're being perceived. And so they're not using the hashtag. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, or maybe it's just me. I don't know. But
I hadn't noticed that on ours, but that doesn't mean it's not happening.
Yeah, same.
I don't know. Folks, I guess. Or maybe they're just less excited to come to Skidmore, which is a bummer. But we did have another record-breaking number of applications, so people want to come to Skidmore. But apparently they're just not pumped when they get in.
Well, there's also so many other avenues.
Right. They're all on Snapchat that you can't find it.
Right.
I actually think that it may be more students are applying to different schools and you're one of 10.
Yeah, that's true. I know that it's a trend now that students are applying to a lot more schools.
Yeah, I actually asked somebody recently in regards to the number of applications, because we hear the same thing too, right? Like record number of applications. And it's like, well, is that just because it's so much easier now? You know, you tick one box and you can apply to 15 schools all at the same time. So, I mean, yes, you have more applications, but is that for the simple matter of it being easier to do? I don't know.
Interesting study I would like to perform.
Maybe we should have an admissions person on the show sometime soon.
Well, now that they're not busy.
Right.
Well, I think that's all the time we've got for the show this week.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
We loved having you. And thanks for joining us this week.
I'm going to go prepare my Hamilton karaoke.
Yeah. We need to start doing it. Crap.
Listeners, head down to highered.social and get links to the stuff we talked about today. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher, because they changed the name. If you like the show, please give us a listen. We love reviews. They help people find the show. It's a great thing. Also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at AGS Podcast. We're there to tweet, so tweet at us and let us know if you want to be on the show. Thanks again, Kara.
Thank you.